on this wonderful story, the parable of the sower, and he's got a unique angle on this, and a great story, a great testimony. So I think you'll enjoy that. Just to mention that today, at 1 o'clock, we have a picnic. Now, that I was told that it was going to be a warm Sunday, and the good thing is it hasn't rained, and I've got my t-shirt on. I don't feel the need for a jacket yet, but it's on Hampstead Heath, just by Parliament Hill Fields. There's a cafe nearby, so if you haven't bought any lunch, you can grab a cup of coffee and a sandwich, or you can pop up to Fortes Road and grab something at Sainsbury's, and you've got plenty of time after the meeting ends, between 1 o'clock, to get up there. We have also, I know that we've got some of our ECOS friends who are going to be coming up and experience the glory of the British picnic. And after we've had our lunch together, then there's the bandstand, and there's usually a band there. It will be a band there playing music. People can stay as long as they like. And we've also got some games. So the teenagers, we've got some footballs, we've got some rounders equipment, and so we'll have a bit of a run around as well. So that's at 1 o'clock for however long people want to stay. And the other thing is International Day. John, I'm going to put this here while I just find the picture on my computer.
Good morning, church. Yes, I'd just like to remind us of the relevance of such a beautiful occasion in the house of God. It's not just a program just for the sake of having a program. It's a program that is actually inspired by the love of God towards humanity. The International Service is reminding us of the love of God to everybody, every nation, every race, every kingdom, that we are all one in Christ. And the beauty of it, like I always say, is the food. It's the food for me, it's the food. I just love food a lot. Unfortunately, Tim says there's nothing like German food. But they'll bring something from Germany anyway. Even if it's from Aldi, it's the same. Amen. I just want us to, if we don't mind, pray for that day. If we don't mind standing upon our feet and just say a short prayer to God about that day. That God should visit everyone, every kingdom, every nation that will be represented here, and those that are not yet represented, that the love of God and the mercy and the grace of God should be sufficient for us. That the service should open men's hearts to God and open and bring God's blessing upon the face of the earth. Father, we just want to say thank you for bringing us the International Service, that you love every man and every woman and every child, that we are all important to you. Lord, we pray specifically for this year's service, as we invite our friends and our neighbors and our colleagues, that you will go ahead of us and speak to their hearts. Lord, and when we gather here on that day, you will release so much your blessing and your peace and your love and your grace upon us, that everyone that attends will be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.
So let's give Ivan a very warm welcome.
Good morning, everyone. For those who don't know me, my name is Ivan. My wife here, Nuket, and my three children, Sinan, Mateo, and Leon. I am from Ecuador. I've been here for about 21 years, and I would like to share the parable of the sower. What actually I have seen a miracle from the Lord. And it really struck me for quite a long time, this parable. And when I had the opportunity, I would like to share with you what the Lord is doing in Ecuador. In 2013, I had the opportunity to go back for the first time with all my family to Ecuador. And that was December 2013. And apart from being a joyful time to meet the family, it was a sad time where we had bad news that two members of a family had been diagnosed with cancer. One was with breast cancer, and my cousin was with thyroid cancer. My cousin, who at that time was only 27 years old, she had that little boy 3 years old, and receiving that such a big news was very shocking for herself and for the whole family, because we know that cancer is not something like you just come out lightly. She did not. In Ecuador, in Latin America, we all are Catholics. Recently, the Lord has been, producing a seed in there. And by then, I already knew the Lord. I began to knew Him. And when I went in to talk to her, she really didn't want to know the Lord, because changing religion is a big thing. It's not something like you can change us like that. Like here, for example, you can be any denomination and nobody will tell you anything. But back home, the family will put you aside. You will be calling names and many other things. She didn't want to know anything. And as the time progressed, when she was diagnosed, the doctor said to her, "You have come too late. It is too late for you to, have a treatment or anything like that." So she was really devastated because it was a terminal cancer. When they make the scan, they found out she had a tumor in her throat, in her chest, and the stomach, big lumps of tumors there. The doctor said, "What the unique thing I can do is," because she said, "How long do I have to live?" The doctor said, "I am not God to tell you how long. I am a tool to give you medication. And it's down to God whether He could cure you or not. I do my part, but you need to look into God." The treatment began in February 2014. And by then we came back. My auntie, who was diagnosed with breast cancer, end of February, she passed away. With that news, she was even more devastated of the things that she said, "I'm going to in the same way." Before that, I heard a preaching where the Lord raised Lazarus from the dead. And He really, really put that in my heart. And I said, we know that the Lord is before, now, and forever the same. If He did to Lazarus, I put faith that He can do with my cousin as well. And He really put in my heart, I said, "Lord, You can do it. I know. It says, for the Lord is impossible to lie." So I said, "Look," I began to call her. And Nuket said, "Please call and talk to her about the Lord. Because I don't want you to feel upset with what happened to your auntie and you wouldn't, feel the same way." I make a phone call and managed to reach her. And through Skype, I said, "Look, we could meet up every weekend. We read the word and we pray. What God says here, He can do for you too." And she was more flexible at that time, and we began to meet every weekend, read the word. But she carried on with the chemotherapies. I said to her, "Meeting every weekend is not enough. You need more. As you see, when we planted a seed, if you live for a long time, you will die. Or the birds will come and pick them and they will go." I said, "You need more. You need to congregate yourself. You need to go to a church where they will help you to reach more. For me, 1 hour, 2 hours is not enough." So she began to congregate, and I said, "Don't worry about the people, because if you don't come to the Lord, you will die. Don't worry about what they said, what the family said. Be strong in the Lord, and you will see the results." So she began to congregate to our church, and they also began to help, and it began to move. At the end of the 10 months, the doctor said, "I have never seen in 20 or 25 years of my profession such a thing, because this is one of the deadly cancers." He said, "We're going to do a scan again." They did an scan again, and we were really scared about the results of that scan. I remember on Friday, she sent it to me a text. He said, "Ivan, you could not believe the tumors are not there anymore." It was a really, exciting thing. The doctors were shocked to see that, because they had not seen such a thing. I said, "The Lord has done to you and has given you life." At the end of her treatment, the 12 months, her husband turned to the Lord. The little one, her mom turned to the Lord. And she, as a result, she began to come closer to the church. She is a teacher as a profession. So in the church, they said, if you are anyone who would like to help with the children, and she put forward to help the children, they gave them training to do the children as well. And she began to get more and more involved. As the time progressed more, because she got more stronger in the Lord, the family began to put her on the side. Any meetings or anything like that, they were not. In her workplace, it was very tough for her as well. They began to have little meetings, and even that, they closed. She was really, you know, attacked from the enemy. But God is so amazing that He used me, and you know, to be able to encourage to one another. That is the charge that the Lord is talking, you know, the building blocks to help one another with the word, with the encouragement. That's what they did. And five months ago, she sent me some pictures where she said, I was in the church and the pastor said, we have some lump of money that we would like to reach out in the communities. Please, everybody go and pray and see where the Lord leads us. So they went to pray and came back, and she got a message, I suppose, from the Lord that she said to go to the land where my parents and grandparents live. This place is in the high mountains, it's around 3,000 meters sea level. That area is being dead from the beginning of times. In 1500, when the Spanish conquered, the Catholicism began. But since then, no Christianity has arrived there. So they went to that place now. I think, and those are the children that now, she is a part of a team of 10 people where they go and preach the gospel there. That place is called Talawa, is a Quechua name. It's very high in the mountains. And what they do is every weekend, they go with the refreshments and they go with the word. And these children, they don't live around. They live 1 hour, 2 hours away from the area where they go. And they bring them. This is the husband. They are praying for the children there. And she is there teaching the children. She was the one who was diagnosed with terminal cancer. And the Lord has done that. And that's what I would like to you all. Encourage that you do not give up. Because times of adversity will come. He has come to my family, and that is a proof and a test that He can change. He says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and it's a profound meaning that the Lord will never leave us, will never forsake us. What He says, He will do it. And I give that testimony that because it's a miracle that He's doing now. This land that it was dead from the beginning of times now is become to life. Because it's more than 100 children now that they come. And if you think, every child has a father and mother. And those also going to receive the word of God. And that is what the good soil is going to multiply. As He said, 100 times and even more. So that is my testimony. And I would like to encourage you to not give up. Stay on the Lord, whatever circumstances we go through. For me to be here, this is already a miracle. Because 20 years ago, I came with no English at all. And standing in front of all of you is something that I don't believe myself. And now I will do a quick prayer. Just, you know. Heavenly Father, I would like to give thanks for your word. Thank you, Father in heaven, that we know that you are a faithful God. You say to us, trust in the Lord with all your heart. I had trust with you, Father, and see with my cousin Vanessa what you did in her life and what you do in her, and you're using her now to spread the word around. Please, Father in heaven, encourage us, each one of us. Share the gospel, no matter who they are. We only share, and you are the one who grow the seed. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for this wonderful God you are. I pray and I thank you in the wonderful and precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Ivan. A very challenging story. Ivan, if I was to ask you what the one thing was that you felt God would encourage us from what you're taught, what would it be?
What I would say is, on the parable, it talks about the rocky place, the dry place, and the wheat place. I think we need to just share the gospel. For me, when I was younger, I heard the Lord, and I was in the dry land, in the rocky side. When adversaries came, I went away. But the Lord is something doing in our hearts that on His own time, He will make that prosper. When we share with someone, is we want to know, we want to see it, but we might not see it. It's on God's timing. We will never see. But what I could see is like one day in heaven we will see, by the way, I saw you, I told you. And the Lord is going to rejoice. So no matter what circumstances, just keep going, you know, keep pressing in any circumstances, because we will go through adversity. Illnesses, wealth lost, paperwork, workplaces, name it. I have gone through a lot of things here, and the Lord has never left me. It's something amazing how He has been. There was one thing that the Lord said to me when I was reading the Word. He said to me, I will bring you from the west, and your descendants will be from the east. At that time when I read, I did not understand. But when I look at the globe, I said, I am from the west, from Ecuador, and Nukat is from Turkey, and my descendants from the east. So, the Lord is amazing. He talks through the Word. Keep on the Word every day, and you will see the results, how God talked to us. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. So, just to finish, really, with kind of applying that to ourselves, I found the challenging thing in what Ivan said is that we need to keep sowing. Take the opportunities. Don't worry whether somebody they seem hard or uninterested in the gospel. When God gives us an opportunity to talk about Jesus, we could take it. And maybe this morning some of us need to pray for boldness to do that. I don't know what it is that God's spoken to your heart this morning, but it's very important that we respond to Him. Could we sing Spirit of the Living God, Barbara? Shall we stand? We're just going to sing this one song because we have all the children in and we don't want to be too long. But as we sing this, it's a wonderful prayer. Could we put the words out? Spirit of the Living God, who would like Him to fall afresh today? Well, let's ask Him, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on me. And then it goes on, melt me, mold me, fill me, use me, four wonderful things. So we're praying this morning that if our hearts have become hard, that He will soften our hearts, He will melt them, that He will mold us into the people that He wants us to be. We know that Ivan is a unique person, and we are all unique in the same way. May God, as He melts us, mold us into the person He wants us to be. And then we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, it says He gives His Spirit to those who ask Him. So let's ask Him this morning to fill us afresh and use me. Who wants to be useful? I want to be useful. God, could you use me even this week? So let's sing this song as a prayer to Him and just respond in our hearts however we feel to this morning.